Yes, RDU 98.5. Now, they have been quite popular recently, having released some great music. And they have a debut EP coming out, plus a whole bunch of shows, so many action-packed things going on for them. So I'm delighted to have, from the incredible group Pining Radiata, I've Maeve on the line. Good morning, Maeve.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. But I must say, I feel like my life might not be quite as busy as yours at the moment.
Yeah, mine is pretty busy at the moment.
well-deserved, I would like to say, first of all. But, yeah. Tell me, what's it been like? You've released some music recently. You're releasing, I believe the EP's out today, isn't it?
Yeah, today.
Wow.
I believe now available.
Now, yeah, officially available now. Hey, please tell me a little bit about it.
So basically, our group formed right at the end of last year, and we put together a few songs, and then in April this year, we just got busy and we recorded them with Harry Lilly at Mikey's dad's house, actually. We did some live recordings. And yeah, we recorded over 3 days. We got 5 songs done. And yeah, we've sort of been holding on to them, getting the sort of release ready, and they're finally out today.
Yay, congratulations. This is so, so cool for you guys. You're a relatively new group, but are you all new to each other?
No, we're all friends, actually.
Very convenient.
We sort of met through mutual friends. And then Mikey last year had finished his project with GTKB, and he was really keen to just keep making music. So he sort of tapped myself and Cass, who also does vocals and plays the Rhodes and guitar. He tapped us on the shoulders. Both of us had never really been in a band before, but are musicians and we're really keen to. And he sort of got the ball rolling, and yeah.
And the rest is history, I suppose. How were you kind of working together creatively? Like, did it all come together quite naturally, or was there a bit of was there some playing around?
I would definitely say, on the EP, all three of us do quite a bit of writing, and then we have Josh, who's an incredible drummer from Recitals and Soda Boys, and he basically, I would write a song, or Mikey or Cass would write the bass of a song, and then we would just come together for a practice and pretty much all just play what we play in the EP, and it would just come together really naturally. And then Josh would hop on and play some sick drums. It would just
Wow, it really sounds like it's come together kind of like a real dream scenario.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're all having fun, and we all just getting together and sort of having a jam with the songs until we kind of work out what we all collectively think sounds good. But it's happened pretty fast. Every song that we work on, we definitely put together very quickly before we're very happy with it.
Yeah, I have to say, from what I've listened to, I've really liked it. Now, and if you had to, in one word, sum up this EP, What would that word be?
Probably yearning.
I love that. That is a good choice. And so on point as well. Now, the EP might be out today, but that's kind of not the only kind of news out today, I suppose.
No, we are also announcing today that we are going on a double release tour with our very good and dear friends, Khaki Department.
Love.
So that'll kick off end of November, 29th, 30th December. We're playing in Palmy in Auckland. And then the following week, 5th, 6th, and 7th of December, we'll be playing Wellington, Christchurch, and Dunedin.
Yes, you are. That's right. And insane lineup for your Space Academy show here in Ototahi with Model Home and Carb on Carb.
Yeah, and it will be Carb on Carb's last show.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, this is their sort of farewell tour. So we're very excited
God.
To have them joining us.
Oh, wow. Oh, there's so much. So much weight to this whole thing. Amazing. Model Home as well. Incredible. So what an amazing show that's going to be. And Space Academy, a really good venue if you haven't seen it or know anything of it. It's super, super good.
Very excited.
And now is there a 10-inch lathe for sale by any chance?
There is. Yeah, so we also released that today, which is very exciting. Mikey's done an awesome job of putting that together, and it looks great. So that you can order through either Pining Radiator or Khaki Department's DMs on Instagram.
Perfect. My gosh, what a day for you guys. Whoa. Oh my gosh. Well, hey, congratulations on the new EP. It's really good. It's really good. You should be absolutely stoked about it. This tour, the 10-inch lathe, like, oh my god, so many kind of amazing things going on for you guys. You should be so proud of yourselves.
Yeah, we're all very excited.
Yeah, and rightfully so. Hey Maeve, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And one more time, congratulations for all of this.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been my absolute pleasure. Now, are you going to celebrate today?
Yeah, well, I took the day off work, so I think that's my celebration.
That is certainly actually not a bad celebration at all. Maeve, I will let you go, but just one more time, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No, thank you.
And that was the lovely Maeve from Pining Radiata, I don't know. Either way, we'll do. Maeve was talking about their debut EP, which is out today. Love this crew. Anyway, here is one of those brand spanking new tracks.
All of these words, all of these things.